Hello, friends. It's time for the News Talk 94.9 WSJM Morning Announcements with yours truly, Jim Gifford, and my partner in crime, Spencer Rivers. Brought to you by the good people at Special Light Indicator in Benton Harbor. And there is a good chance that you have walked through a special light door when you go into a local restaurant or visit a school or a store or walk into a manufacturing plant. So thank you to Special Light Indicator in Benton Harbor and enjoy your morning announcements. WSJM.
Against the wind. We were running against the wind. We were young and strong. We were running against the wind.
Had trouble walking against the wind yesterday, Spence.
Yeah, this morning I had to grab the screen door so it didn't slam against anything. And driving, from Riverside here, you're driving south and it was pushing against the wind there. And then you get on 94 driving here, and you're getting pushed sideways. Some of the semi-trucks, you could see they were struggling to stay in the lane because the wind was pushing them.
That happens. And then you'll see pictures eventually, usually out in places like Kansas and Nebraska, where winds like these just blow those tractor trailers right over.
Oh, that's bad. But I noticed the wind here is not as strong as it was when I left the house, which is interesting. I don't know what it was down at your neck of the woods, but
well, yesterday just trying to walk into it. I think that's more of a reflection on the state of my physical fitness than it is on the power of Mother Nature. But, yeah, it was windy when I took the garbage can out this morning. In fact, I probably could have just let it let go of it and let the wind pull it down the driveway.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's a bit breezy out there, in case you weren't getting the drift here in our conversation. And that will continue through the rest of the day today and tonight, apparently. So then we get a little bit of a break. But I'm seeing a little rain-snow mixture possible by the weekends.
Oh, we don't want to hear that.
No. I know, but it's there. You can't ignore it. You know, you just can't live in a world with, wearing your rose-colored glasses and everything looks all hunky-dory.
I don't think I've ever had rose-colored glasses. I
don't know. Me either. Hey, in your newscast this morning, I was struck by the stringent nature of those new rules for South Haven golf carts.
Oh, yeah.
Might as well just get a car.
Yeah.
And maybe that's the intent. I didn't realize that it was such a problem up there with people just running around willy-nilly on their golf carts. If it's a safety issue and you got drunken people hanging off golf carts and not paying attention to traffic rules, well, then you got to do something, right?
Yeah, so it's going to be treated more like actual full-size cars.
Yeah. They do that in many places, particularly like in Florida.
Yeah, in the villages.
Have you seen some of the pictures and or video of the golf carts that people have in those retirement villages?
Yeah. My God. Guess if they don't need a car,
There you go.
Now, you have one on your property, right?
I do not, but my across-the-street neighbor has one.
Oh.
I see him trucking around. In fact, I think they were using it to ferry their their grandkids around on Halloween. Those were like the only two people that came by on Halloween. I was also struck by a note in one of the ads here from our neighbor, Bill Crowder, who says he's got a car that parks itself.
Oh, yeah. I heard that.
I'm going to call him today and tell him to give me a call when he gets a car that pays for itself. Then I'll be over to talk. No critters to report this morning on the way in, although I could have sworn I heard a muffled help me from that deer that's hanging up hanging up in the back parking lot next door.
You see the innards are going out of him.
Help me. Help me. That may have just been my imagination. So, here we are. It's November 19 already, 1 week away from Turkey Day.
Yeah.
Ours is thawing in the refrigerator downstairs.
Oh, really? So, yeah. It must have been frozen pretty hard then.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So, It's got to thaw enough so that we can brine it for whatever it is, a day or a day and a half.
What do you soak it in?
Yeah, just basically soak it in salt water.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. I thought you meant pickle juice or something. I didn't.
I'll take that back. I think it's more involved than that, but as with spices and that sort of thing. But for the most part, it's brining it in salt water, and that makes a difference.
Is that Epsom salt or?
Yes. We don't want the turkey to have any joint issues as it's cooking. So I guess we'll be ready for that. And, of course, the warnings and the suggestions and the guidelines remain in that regard. Keep your Thanksgiving get-together to an absolute minimum. You and immediate family, I guess, is the best that they're recommending at this point, or the most that they're recommending.
Well, one thing people could do would be like they're doing at the NFL stadiums, have those cardboard cutouts of people sitting around the dining table.
That would be excellent. Yeah. And then you could, hopefully, you've got a recording somewhere of last year's Thanksgiving. You just play the audio from that in the background while you and your lonely husband or wife just sit across the table from each other.
Don't talk politics or religion during the dinner, and you'll be all set.
Now, as I mentioned yesterday, we still will have a parade to look at. I don't know what it's going to look like, but the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is going on in some sort of virtual and pre-recorded version, something like that.
Is that the one that's only going one block instead of all the way down the normal route?
I don't know if it's one block. It might be, but it's very concentrated, yeah. Mm. It's not moving. I think it might just be in that Herald Square area there.
Oh, okay.
That's been severely curtailed as far as that's concerned. And no, spectators outside of the people that are...
That'd be weird being in a parade. Nobody's watching.
Well, now, to that end, you may have heard that the COVID Grinch struck around here again. Now, we already know that the Luminary Festival downtown St. Joe has been canceled. And now we get word that the 30th annual Candlelight Christmas Parade in Dowagiac also canceled. And they had already altered that to where it was going to be one of those reverse parades where the parade stood still and you walked by. And now, because of the new kind of clamp down here, that has been canceled altogether as well.
Dear.
So, I want to go to one of those sometime, just that reverse parade.
They save a lot of fuel.
Just to see what it's like. Because, I don't know if the marching bands have to stand still and play and you walk by them too. I don't know how that works. What do the clowns do? Do they just freeze in place?
I wonder what Bobby Backwards does.
He's just sitting on a bike with a kickstand down. I don't know. Someday I'd like to see one of those just to see what it's like.
Standing on the floats just waving.
Actually, they don't have to wave. They could say hello to you personally.
Well, that's true.
When you come up to the float.
Yeah.
They could hand you the candy instead of throwing it at you.
Hey, what are you doing up there?
My goodness. The worst ones, though, would be the police and fire engines sitting in one place blowing those horns.
Oh, boy.
You'd have some deaf people by the end of that.
Have you ever been down by the St. Joe train station when one of the freight trains went by?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That happened to me a couple times when I was just standing outside and probably eating something or drinking something, and the freight train comes and it's like, oh, my gosh, there go the ears.
Yeah, well, I spend a good deal of my time there in Stevensville, and there's like three or four or five crossings within a very short period of time right there. And when they come through there, they're just blowing until the cows
my
come
house.
Home.
Oh, you have cows?
They're in Baroda.
Oh, okay.
anyway, well, while we're on the subject of coronavirus, and when aren't we anymore? And I know you're tired of it. So am I. but it's what we have to deal with right now, and we must. We need to. Here in the United States, confirmed just yesterday, death toll now at 250,000 and rising. To the point where the increase in cases across the country has governors changing course on statewide mask mandates. Yesterday at this time, I hope you heard the plea from the upper Midwest governors here about masking up. More than 900 Mayo Clinic staffers testing positive in the past 2 weeks. 900 at the Mayo Clinic.
Oh, boy.
I mean, that's the repercussions from that could be dramatic. We've also already heard about the issues at the Mercy Hospital in Muskegon. They've declared a disaster situation there. 32 people who attended a wedding in Ohio testing positive for COVID. The governor there, Mike DeWine, warning Northeast Ohio, which is yours and my old stomping grounds. He said the situation in Northeast Ohio is it's literally on fire with coronavirus spread. I think he probably needs to go back to the dictionary and look up the definition of literally.
Yeah.
Because I don't think that Cuyahoga County is actually burning.
No, I remember when the river did, though.
I do, too. And that was the reason that we now have the EPA.
Yeah.
That just brought some pretty concentrated attention to the fact that we were allowing corporate America to just pollute the living hell out of anything they wanted to without any consequence. And so after the Cuyahoga River caught on fire, and it had, apparently had caught on fire many times before.
Oh.
But this one caught the attention of the nation because it made the nightly news. And then everybody said, well, this isn't right. Our rivers shouldn't be burning, should they?
No. I think that was Ralph Perk, wasn't it, the mayor during that time?
May very well have been, yeah. So anyway, the governor in Ohio is warning that Northeast Ohio is literally on fire with coronavirus spread. Interestingly enough, Ohio's early on in this thing, and Ohio was one of the early adopters of the whole shelter-in-place perspective back in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
But the governor kind of stepped back there and let the health department director at the time, a gal by the name of Amy Acton, be the front person for that. And she took so much grief from the anti-maskers and the COVID hoaxers. She and so much vitriol and hatred directed her. She quit. She just couldn't stand it anymore.
Yep.
And I guess they have a new one now. But now, Northeast Ohio is literally on fire with coronavirus spread. Number of new cases in nursing homes reaching an all-time high last week. Six members of Congress have tested positive. Minnesota's closing bars, restaurants, gyms, and museums for 4 weeks. And it's not getting any better. And what are we getting from Washington, D.C.? We are getting, well, pretty much absolutely nothing.
Yep.
We are just, you know, well, maybe we'll get some stimulus together. I don't know. We got to go home for Thanksgiving next week, so sure hope we can get something done before that. I don't know. I'm just kind of busy right now. And you know, and at the very top, you know, all he cares about is the election you know, the fear that he might be labeled a loser. So we're getting nothing out of Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And these poor people over the next 3-4 weeks or whatever, especially in the restaurant industry, that are going to go without paychecks again because there's nothing in the pipeline to help them heading into the holidays. Thanks, Washington. Appreciate it. Doing a great job. I don't know. Here on the home front, more COVID concerns now equals more test requests, and that is a problem. And due to the increase in the demand for testing and a nationwide shortage of supplies, Spectrum Health Lakeland yesterday revising their eligibility changes for those seeking a test at a Lakeland facility. So what they're doing now is the Lakeland facility, the testing there, reserved for patients with one of the major symptoms,
which is fever, cough, or shortness of breath, or two of the minor symptoms. So it's either or I guess a combination of the two. But if you have fever, cough, shortness of breath, you can get tested at a Lakeland facility. Or if you have two of the following, loss of taste and smell, fatigue, muscle or body aches, headache, sore throat, congestion, runny nose, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. I'm starting to sound like a commercial for Big Pharma. So if you have a couple of those, then you can also get tested. Now, of course, the protocol still is that you have to get screened through your primary care physician, first of all, and get a recommendation or an okay from them to go get the test. You can't just show up. More people requiring tests and a shortage of supplies, now they're having to kind of clamp down on that. And that's just not particularly good news either as this thing continues to spread. Up in the UP, and if you know anybody up there, you may already know this, they've been hit hard up there, and it prompted this plea from healthcare officials in the Upper Peninsula. The reasons that have brought us to this critical point include general COVID fatigue, political divisions, and by the way, stop getting your medical advice from politicians. Get your medical advice from medical people. So political divisions, conspiracy theories, and sadly, this is pretty sad. This is, again, from the healthcare officials in the UP. One of the reasons that we're at this point, they say, sadly, a growing lack of compassion for each other.
Yeah.
And that is sad. That and the joint hospital from four hospitals in the UP and the health department up there. Without broad cooperation and basic consideration for others, things are going to get much worse. So, again, stop taking your medical advice from politicians or from your angry know-it-all uncle or grandfather. They're not helping the case either. Talk to medical people. They'll tell you. It's almost time for news. What happened there? You didn't put up my yammering warning.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just deep in thought for listening to you. That's what it was. I was just captivated.
I thought you'd nod it off.
No, I was just captivated,
All right, stop yammering, Jet. 641 at News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM. Jim Gifford, Spencer Rivers, page two of your morning announcements, WSJM. The wind's coming out of the wrong direction to help you ride to Mexico this morning. It's coming out of Mexico, out of the southwest here, and will continue to be a factor in whatever you've got going on today. So keep that in mind.
One of the great songs from Christopher Cross.
Christopher Cross. He was just on CBS Sunday Morning.
Yeah, he had an illness, didn't he?
Was it COVID?
I was thinking, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, he was in pretty bad shape for a while. But has pulled through and is trying to work. Did he have a stroke? I don't know why. I can't remember. But
I have to look it up or something.
But he was trying to get back to a place where he could perform again. Mm-hmm. And at the moment, I mean, he was able to perform in his home at the piano for whoever was doing the report. But, wish him well, certainly, in that regard. The winds are shifting, or there's a change in the wind in the political realm in Lansing here. How was that for a segue?
That was wonderful. That was kind of a stretch why people there. Call you a professional.
They call me that. I'm not sure that they believe it. as that thing was rattling around in my head and trying to work its way out my mouth, my head was going, "This is not working. This is not working. This is not working." So anyway, my point that I was trying to get to was that there's an interesting political breaking of the ranks in Lansing yesterday. We're accustomed to them breaking wind, but Now they're actually breaking ranks. Where the Republican Speaker of the House there yesterday slammed the door shut on calls by his own party to impeach the governor. You had heard, I hope, because we talked about it a couple days ago, that Lee Chatfield, who is a Republican representative, state representative out of Levering. I'm not even sure where that is.
No, I don't know either.
It was Matt Maddock from Milford Township who had gotten this whole thing started after Whitmer's health director implemented this new 3-week pause to save lives order, shutting down parts of the economy, trying to mitigate the spread of COVID-19. So, and with all of that, he got this whole impeach the governor thing going. And now the Speaker of the House says, sorry, we're just not going to do that. I'm not even going to bring it up for a vote. So I guess they're not. He used the example of the uselessness of the impeachment effort against President Trump as an example and said, this is not going to solve anything. It's not going to prove anything. And we're just not going to do that. So a little, GOP on GOP violence there in Lansing? Well, at least that's an extreme. Let's just say that they disagree. Mm-hmm. So, and then, the Republican mayor of the fourth largest city in Michigan, that would be Sterling Heights, comes out against President Trump and attempts by fellow Republicans to undermine the legitimacy of the election results here in Michigan. And boy, that's become a mess in Wayne County. We're not going to certify the results. We are going to certify the results. And now, again, we're not going to certify the results. Jeez. So there's two guys, a man and a woman there, who have changed their vote like 2 or 3 times now on whether or not they're going to certify that. So this mayor, Michael Taylor, said the president knows he has lost the election and that his quote-unquote temper tantrums should be condemned by all patriotic Americans. I appreciate an independent streak in a politician, quite frankly. This whole my party right or wrong mindset, regardless of which side of the political fence you're on, is lazy and it's dangerous. Well, I'll just my party right or wrong. Yeah, you know what? Sometimes your party is wrong. So say it when it is. And we might all be better off. What else do we know here? Quick lesson to be learned by an unfortunate situation up near Saginaw, as we get off of politics for a moment here. Somebody had a generator going up there because of the power outage, and they did not pay attention. They did not hook it up properly, and now 3 people hospitalized for potentially lethal levels of carbon monoxide poisoning.
Apparently, they didn't have a detector in their
home. They apparently did not. What they had done was they lived in a mobile home. They set the generator up outside, but the generator was blowing its exhaust under the mobile home. And then that carbon monoxide was coming up through the mobile home. This was after a big power outage there. Michigan State Police said to come in, and they apparently didn't know what the problem was right off the bat, but figured it out. And I don't know whether the people are going to be okay or not, but important to keep in mind, if in any situation you have to use a generator, make sure that you've got proper ventilation. Don't do it in an enclosed garage. Don't be blowing the exhaust at your windows and that sort of thing. So, from over by yonder on the other side of the state, I don't know if we're actually making America great again, because I don't know what the measurement or what the metrics are for measuring that. That was never explained to me. But with more and more of these types of stories and videos showing up everywhere, we certainly are making America wild again, as in the wild, wild west. Here's a woman shot in the foot during an exchange of gunfire with a couple of guys in a Walmart parking lot this past week. This is over in Roseville. That's on the north side of Detroit.
Mm.
She, a 20-year-old woman from Roseville, the first to pull a gun and fired at one of the men. One of the guys then pulled out his own gun and fired back and hit her in the foot. This all happened 7 o'clock on a Monday night in a Walmart parking lot in Roseville. Police say it began as an exchange of punches and kicks and then escalated to gunfire. So, again, I don't know if we're making America great again, but we sure are making it wild again.
My goodness.
And like I said, there's more and more and more of these things showing up on social media and on police dash cams and what do they call the body cams, I guess, with all of that footage becoming public. You're seeing more and more and more of these. And that brings to mind this whole notion that if you don't have a gun on you and you get into one of these exchanges of punches and kicks at a Walmart parking lot, now what most people are doing now is they pull out and they wield their cell phone like it's a lightsaber.
Yeah, that's true. You're on video. You're on video.
Holding this thing up like it's going to protect them from some guy kicking them in the nuts.
Oh my goodness!
And then the other person pulls out there. Yeah. Oh well, if you're gonna record me, I'm gonna record you. And then you get this just goofy looking, this goofy looking cell phone standoff in a Walmart parking.
Yeah, place. And it winds up on Facebook.
people. man. Why is everybody so angry? I think I kind of know why, but that's for another day and a longer discussion. So, quickly, with everybody getting ready for the holidays, everybody's getting busy, including the scammers. This came from the Sheriff's Department here in Bering County the other day, warning of a phone scam. People are calling, claiming to be with the Sheriff's Office, attempting to ask for money or payments for you. And the way it happens is you get a phone call, caller claims to be with the Sheriff's Office or some other local law enforcement, says you have a warrant for your arrest. It's usually for a reason that your first instinct may be to wonder if maybe you missed something important, like failing to answer a subpoena or miss jury duty or something like that. The Sheriff's Department doesn't call you. They have cruisers. They'll come to your house. So don't take those calls. All right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, good news for Peanuts fans. Apparently, Apple TV is no blockhead. We reported a couple of weeks ago that the only place we're going to be able to see the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving and Charlie Brown Christmas was going to be on Apple TV. Well, they have acquiesced and said now they're going to share it with PBS.
Well, that's so nice.
You will be able to see a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving and in December a Charlie Brown Christmas. On PBS, the holiday specials debuted in 1973, the first one back in 65.
Wow.
So, there you go. If you grew up watching Chuck and Linus and Lucy and Snoopy, you'll be able to watch them again this year. So, there you go. Sports coming up next, 652, 51 degrees. News Talk Sports, 94.9 WSJM.